always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
What's That's up, right. man? It's your boy, Don Christian.
And it's your boy, Frog.
And we having a good time, man. Matter of fact, we're going to get it in today about what?
Time management.
And that's a big thing in today's world, man. Today's, you know, situations and all that. We got jobs. First of all, we got God. Then we got family. Then we got jobs. Then we got, you know what I'm saying, our what is it called? You know,
ministries.
Ministries, your... You might not even be a minister. You might have just your talents that you want to just keep
hobbies.
On. Yeah, your hobbies, all that. And, man, sometimes that stuff can get out of whack, bro. What you got to say about that, Frog?
Yeah, man. Hey, that's one of the things that it's cool that we having this discussion because that's one of the things I'm actually going through, man, is actually how to manage my time.
So you're saying on Yada King Radio, we're talking about real issues that we're really dealing with right now?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, so guess what? That means that either I got to thun them out, the word of God got to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? But on a realistic tip, man, this is what I got to deal with too, man. I don't think anybody on this earth got their time management under control. You feel me? A lot of pastors, you know what I'm saying, they have a lot of problems with their kids. Not because they might not be pouring into their kids, but because they're not doing the taking time to get all that stuff situated and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think that's a really important thing, man. So time management is what we're going to get into. We got some new music. Who we got? We got a couple of new cats. Who we got over there, Frog? And I've been doing a good job of calling my guy by his name, Frog, instead of, you know, just for the listener's sake. You feel me? That's how I step my game up.
I appreciate that. It's a little bit more professional.
Hey, you know, because we had some FBI cats calling us, talking about, yeah, do you know Mr.? And I was like, I don't know him. All I know is Frog, man.
Hey, man, so we got some new people, man, that I ain't see on this list, man. We got Midnight Sun.
That's right.
Actually, Tennessee. Also, George Moss.
Uh-huh.
We got somebody, a group named First Infantry. Did we actually play them on the show?
Yeah, we played them before. We got my guy, K-9.
We played him on the show before, though.
Well, we haven't played this song.
Actually, we haven't played one of his songs. He was actually featuring that Q-Heem song with Seven.
Oh, yeah. So, look, this is what we're going to do. K-9, over. He's getting ready to drop the new album. He was like, where can I send it? I said, send it to Yada Da King. Let's go.
Let's go. K-9, Yada Da King.
Welcome y'all to the proceedings this evening. You could have been anywhere on the internet, but you are here with me. I appreciate that. I was trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do? Should I do, like, a hook that sounds like the original hook? But I was like, nah, that'd be corny, right? So I just said, I'm going to get the beat, and I'm just going to go in. I'm going to do what K-9 do. Let's go. I write raps, and when rappers bite, I clap. Cause I think they sound raw now, calm down. You don't want no problems though, like Dora tell them Bominos. Haters is like dominoes, you tap one and they all fall down. Like Kanye said, it would seem like the people highest up got the lowest self-esteem. But pardon me if I'm speaking my mind, cause K-9 got the best freestyles of all time. Shrug, walk off of the stage, they say pride comes before a fall, but I'm always on my face anyway. And if any say that I ain't repping God, don't you see these angels in my entourage like I'm Vinny Chase? In any case, Satan, he don't stand a chance. Whoop him like the dude on the bus or the Amber Lance. He leaking, retreating. We beat him cause he weakened when we speaking. What? Yes. K9music.com, the home for everything K9, right? Coming real soon. It was written, Bible Stories, Volume 1, plus some more good things coming for y'all. But right now, if y'all don't mind, I'ma finish eating this track. Let's go. I'm in fuego, they call me Lego when I stack these vials. Like the riot police, I attack the crowd. I'm like the doorman, homie, no whack allowed. I stick and move on the beat, Manny track E-Ow. My punchlines hurt instrumentals. I'm balling for the Kings, yet I'm hardly ever seen like I play for Sacramento. If you don't like me speaking on the mic, just be happy I ain't sneaking with a knife through your window. Just be pleased that Jesus where my heart's at, and I ain't leave a pile of glass where you parked at. And 9 on the corner after 2, putting in work with a crew, no hard hats. They say they love the way I spit it. The verse is well done, son, is so raw with it. They said it's like I'm smiling on the mic. I got something in my life, I just hope that y'all get it. The Holy Spirit, I call him the Paraclete. I hear him singing in my ear like a parakeet. That's why I'm sitting here and it's therapy. But it's kinda weird that I steal, murder, and bury beats. They talk behind my back like they scared of me. I'm hardly on my Facebook and I rarely tweet. Forgive me if I ain't at my computer. Gotta rap like Freddy Krueger when you witness only scary streets. Who's your favorite? If he ain't saved, then me, David. Me, slay him, souffle him. Who say him cannot represent Christ on the mic? Must have never heard a rhyme that I'm saying. Let's go!
Get Low Remix, Northwest Flavor, bringing guys and girls. Let's get it.
I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh I'll fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low, break me, break my bones. Lift this tempo. Tempo to your throne. So when I scream, I echo your praise. So that these cats can know your name. Here we go. To the streets and hood blocks. With the truth mixed in when the bass knocks. Dropping gospel over top notch beats. Stay repping for my king as I deep. I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, so fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life.
Hey, sir, I really wanna be so good. I really wanna be so fine. They say I'm tripping over Christ, is my shoes stay untied. I wanna get so close, I scrape my D's up on the curb. Make my final destination up to life, so make it swerve.
Time to know if you're saved or not. He's all up in the hood, all up in the world. The Lord can save a lot. Don't get lost in the flame. TH just gonna do what I gotta do for the soul.
The Lord anointed this vessel, so gonna get
low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt. He in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, so fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life.
If you wanna get low, you're bound to explode. Lord, we're grabbing a hole, putting the flame to the goal. Yeah, we're ecstatic as we grab to the king of reverse tactics. From the basement to the attic, give your praise in all seasons. Oh, humility, greatness to all of the least. Let your spirit rise up till the flesh is deceased. Fresh breath in the streets, fresh breath when we speak. In the valley we seek to worship you on the beach.
I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, so fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly.
All because of Christ, and Christ, he gave me life.
I get low like an Arctic temperature, but yes, sir, until I pass away and part with my breath. Pardon me, I'm partial to death, cause being absent from this earth equals the start of this rest. We're but a fresher than a newborn, straight from the womb, cause cut of Christ gave us a new form, we're raised from the tomb. God gives grace to the humble, opposed to the proud. Keep our face to the floor, see the Lord in the clouds.
I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, I'll fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, I'll fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life.
We get low, we talk about low, prostrate in our face. We gotta get low, cause yes, it's because of the Savior's grace. I got low, he picked me up and cleaned me and made me fly. Stumbling the blocks, get out the way when we marching in, when it's time to run. And we riding low, with clean hearts and humble souls. Can't put a price tag on this cause my soul is sold. To I deny the Father, and that's how we get down. And pride will get you nowhere, so stop puffing up and let your face hit the ground.
I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, I'll fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life.
I wanna get low, like the dust on the ground. It's profound by the sound of your voice. I was found, given choice, made in air. Have not fear, never leave, always near. Cause he's here, when I'm feeling like I'm alone and no one cares. He lifts me up like an elevator. I'm here to tell you thank you for saving my soul, Lord. I praise you cause you're my creator. Who would have known a cat like me would be elected chose? So I choose to lift you up in order for me.
I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh, I'll fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life. I wanna get low, so I can lift him high. He made me from the dirt, he in the sky. Now I'm all clean, so fresh and fly. All because of Christ, he gave me life.
Yeah, it's your boy, Don Christian. They should have put me on. Actually, that's Get Low.
I would have did something, but I was already on the song.
That's right. So that was a centerpiece, Get Low, the remix, featuring my guy, Frog, featuring my dude, Asa, AD, and my guy, Oracle, who got an album that's finna drop real soon, produced by your boy, Don Christian. Man, I'm excited about that project. I've been hearing some singles, and actually, I heard the whole thing.
You produced the whole thing?
Yes, sir, man.
Oh, so, well, praise the Lord, brother.
Oracle, man, that's my guy, man. We've been chopping it up, building.
Real humble dude.
Real humble dude. Serious, man, about his, really his walk cool with guy, God. Man. You dig?
Yeah.
So, look, man, Frog, man, we talking about time management. And
before we do anything,
let's confess our sins before the Lord.
Hallelujah. But that's not what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
You know me, definition man. I had to go ahead and look up management. You know, we all know what time is. Right. I hope.
If you don't know what time is, you wasted your time. All right. Let's get on it.
So let's go. Management is a noun, the act or manner of managing, handling, direction, or control. Skill in managing, executive ability. The person or persons controlling the direction of affairs of a business, institution, executives collectively considered as a class. Let's see. So, yeah, there's synonyms, regulation, administration, superintendent. So, basically, what we're looking at... is the first one was handling, direction, or control. You know, so
that's right. So direction mm-hmm. and control. That's control. Management. You gotta manage this stuff, man.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, them people's in Burger King, that's they're called managers, because they're directing everybody.
Now everybody that works at Burger King
is not a manager quality though. Yeah, manager.
Let's clear that out. Get it?
Yeah.
And if you are, man, a matter of fact, we'll talk. Some managers at them joints be making chippers.
Some do.
Hey. So, you know, their commercials don't lie. But, man, I'm on a boycott fast food right now, man. Only thing I'm going to eat is Ezel's from now on, G.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, I ain't messing with none of that stuff. I'm trying to manage my body right now, you dig? I'm only 26, but I'm trying to live till I'm 126. You dig?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Frog? You trying to live that long?
Live that long?
Yeah, 120.
As long as my body doesn't age like that.
Well, hey,
I don't want to be 126 and can't walk.
That's why you got to manage what you eat. You know what I'm saying? But we talking about time management. I have to confess, this is something that I am still dealing with. Asking God to give me strength and wisdom on managing this stuff, man. Because you got a lot of stuff coming your way, bro. I mean, real talk. Just with the ministries that God has given me. I'm an assistant pastor. I have a record label. I have a husband.
Have a husband?
I am a husband. Let's clarify that.
Whoa.
Let's clarify
Hold
that.
On.
Come on, man. My wife is a wonderful woman. I got two kids, a daughter and a son, both under 2 years old. So, man, there's a lot on my plate, man. I'm trying to make things happen for the kingdom. At the same time, I'm still being built into who God is calling me to build, be built into. So, man, it's a lot on my plate, man. And I ain't gonna front. I know a lot of other everybody out there is like that. They got a lot going on. You got your hobbies. You want to go kick it with the homies. You might want to get beat in PS3 like my dude Frog does when he plays me on Madden 10. You know what I'm saying? Any challenges out there, you can holler at your boy.
And then he wants to speak blasphemy. He's just happy that he's up on me by 3 games.
How much points did I beat you by last time?
It's been a long time since he's, one, beat me by that much,
okay,
and two, has been up by that many games.
Just admit that. Anyway.
28.
Let's
you
get
was
back
up
to
by
our
28.
Hey, we only got a little bit of time.
Yeah, you're not managing your time right.
So check it out.
Hey, but look, I must confess, though, too, man, I have that same issue.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've noticed recently, and I promise you, man, this is something I've been dealing with, is that I noticed that if I don't manage my time, mm-hmm. anything can happen in that day or that week.
And it
can cause you to go, if you don't have a schedule and you have something set, you know, or it can cause you to just completely, anything that come up. You just, I'll do that, you know, because you don't have nothing on your plate,
yeah,
you know, already. And then you can end up sometimes getting overloaded with stuff.
I mean, we even learned that with the radio show that, hey, we have to have management of our time. So matter of fact, man, I got to introduce this single real quick. It's me. For all those that don't know, I go by Servant also. Just dropped a new song called Time. Check it out, because it's talking about this struggle. Yeah, that I can't.
Always riding and I'm trying to make the most out of my time.
Yeah. I take life one day at a time. Real talk, that's how true life was designed. Don't worry about tomorrow, yet still be wise. Be ready, cause I can leave in the blink of an eye. And I ain't talking rapture, fam, I'm talking death. Cause tomorrow ain't promised, this is precious breath. I'm trying to leave an inheritance for my grandkids, yeah. I'm trying to make sure I got enough left. I got plans, homie, to calculate. Have some kids with my wife and see them graduate to a worldwide with hip-hop mixed with praise. But God got plans and minds in second place. So I'm enjoying life one day at a time. I stay focused, like critiquing my rhymes, and really all I have is time. But at times I feel like my days ain't have enough time.
24 hours in a day, and it ain't enough time. I'm always grinding and I'm trying to get the most out of my time.
I try to get smart and map out my time. Time for be priest and preaching in the white be pressing me for time. And I ain't tripping, I'm just wishing I had at least four more hours of the day. And everything in my life will be a go. But since that's not reality, I'm focused on balancing all I have on my plate. And if bills weren't so demanding and fam was cool managing, then life would just be great. It makes me wonder all about what Jesus had to do, spending time with God, disciples, friends and family too. Church upon his back and the world up in his face. Me, I'm dealing with nothing comparing this to Christ's place. My mind's boggled down cause of these tasks, but I know that hard times ain't gonna last. I learned that without a test I won't be able to testify that all the time God is good and God is good all the time, hey.
24 hours in a day.
Best on time. I wake up in the morning for my rest on time. Get dressed on time. Pay the bills for my nest on time. Change the oil for my legs on time. It's just a test that time. Praying and reading the word, I gotta make that time. No time to sit still. You feel we relate at times. I feel I'm in the time bind. Praying for freedom of time when I feel I'm tested. Yeah, I'm saved, but I battle with flesh at times. I feel worn out, stressed, no rest at times. I get paid, but bills come all the time. But I know my blessings come just on time. They say time is money, yep, money costs time. My job said 13 bucks, that's not enough for my time. Record company deadlines, missed with dead time. And God's getting at me all the time. This is all my time.
24 hours in a day, and it ain't enough time.
Life and all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly recording. 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. What dream to be ballin'. Older brother introduced me to my little bro. To track in the barbershop, trap money, records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it. Making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please. Shows, new wardrobe, ain't got no cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment. We keep dirty carpets, curtains closed for the knocks and BTs trying to hawk us. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. Why bother trying to change daily? My burdens get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick, who sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink, realizing it could be the end in one blink. I need some help in this thing, Father, please.
Save me, oh my. Save me, here I am. Save me, oh. Cause I'm lost trying to find my way.
Why white base to addicts. With my man out the Blue Jays, attack is left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall, thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Without my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in and I'm shook. Thought I was booked, then he came back. Empty palms set me free, I learned that in the midst of my darkest hour, and like you heard my heart soundly saying, please. The highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. Out in the world up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall.
Today's scripture is going to be coming out of the New International Version of the Bible, and it'll be coming out of Psalms 121, starting at verse 1, and it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And with that being said, just know that God's got you. If I put it in slang terms, that means God's got your back. So just know that He's got you, and know that He watches over you, and He'll keep you, and He'll guide you. So just know that your help comes from God. So when you're going through trials, or you're going through temptations, know that God's got you. Know that He's got your back, and He's with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. All right? Yadada King.
Yeah, that was the lovely wife, LPV, with Lace to Faith. Good stuff, good stuff. Always good stuff when you get into that word,
LPV.
Man. Yeah, that stands for Lord's Precious Vessel. Not okay. Like she's trying to spit or nothing. You know
was,
what I'm saying?
I thought it was P. Frank. I thought that was that's just another nickname.
That's just her nickname.
Oh, okay.
So check this out though, man. Time management. Man, Eric, I heard that you found some good stuff, man. You ready to drop that on the people?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, so my bad. His name is Frog.
Slipping already. But it's okay. I'm actually on a website, man. It's missionarycare.com, and they had something to say, man, about time management. And this is what they said. I'm gonna read something real quick. The phrase time management would not even naturally occur in the language of an event-oriented culture. It is a phrase that would only occur in to someone coming to such a culture from a time-oriented one. In time-oriented cultures, we think of time as a commodity. Our language reflects this when we talk about spending or saving time, and when we talk about investing or wasting time. The phrase time is money would make little sense in an event-oriented culture. However, since many missionaries are from time-oriented cultures and receive support from people that support from people with that orientation, it remains relevant to their lives when interacting with family and supporters back in their past countries. Jesus lived in a culture in which people did not wear watches on their wrists and did not hang clocks on every wall. Sometimes he responded immediately and went to people, and at other times he delayed his response or withdrew to be alone. For example, on one occasion when two of John's disciples began following Jesus, he did not send them away because he spent the day with them. And that example is John 1:39. You want to go ahead and read that real quick?
Don Christian?
I'm just going to paraphrase that right now. Basically, okay. It's talking about the people just came in, and the only verse that it says, John 1:39, it just talks about how God, Jesus, actually spent the day with the people. That's pretty much the the gist of it.
Okay, and then it says, likewise, when Nicodemus came to him at night, Jesus did not say that it was time to go to bed, but spent time carefully answering his questions.
Right.
I mean, that's a big thing too, man, because, you know, sometimes, and that's a good management, you know, something that has to do with management, because a lot of times you would think of management of, well, I only have this much time with you. We can talk about this, and then, you know, some people end up getting cut off and then don't get their answers or their questions answered all the way.
Yeah.
You know, managing also could be, you know, extending that time when it has something to do with how do I put this in terms? Help me out here, mister.
Just using the time wisely?
Yeah, using the time wisely.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Gosh, I know what I want to say, but it's like on the tip of my tongue.
Is it all right if I kind of jump
in
right here?
Go ahead, jump in.
Yo, check it out. One of the things that I just read was four keys to time management. And it's talking about wasting time. All right. Now it says this. It's only human to put things off, and most of us do. Even highly successful people find ways to waste time. But procrastination and lack of planning are time killers. So what my guy Frog just said, lack of planning, as he was talking about, man, if I don't plan, I just start doing anything and everything. And a key to getting management of your time is to plan your time out. You know what I'm saying? It also said you can use the following principles for goal setting in your place of work or even on your next. So you can use this for anything, really, man. Mm. It says, another problem with procrastination is it can become a lifestyle. Do you know someone who always puts anything off that they perceive as difficult? Do we know people like that?
I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay. How successful is that person? And do you want to model yourself after that person? So basically what it's saying is, and I'm not talking about my guy Frog right there. I mean, we all have. When I was in school, guess what? My dad just preached about it yesterday. If we had a science project, I would wait till the last night to do it. And my dad, you know, he was just like, man, I love my son and all that, but if you could just give me some forewarning before the last night of the project so we don't got to run to the store, we don't got to do all this other stuff before, you know what I'm saying, we can get this project done. So really, man, we want to make sure we manage our time well by not wasting our time. And I think that's big.
Waiting to the last minute, man, the potential for quality is also taken down too.
Yeah.
You know, for that science project, instead of having some big, you know, project that could, you know, has a potential A, you end up doing something that can get a potential C because you ran out of time, you know, put the effort
in. It just depends on how much time you put in it. You know what I'm saying? Let's say if somebody, for example, I do a lot of mixing and mastering, plug for anybody that needs it. I don't try to rush that time. You know, people be like, how long is it going to take you? I say, at least give me 2.5 to 3 weeks, right? Now, everybody's project, I'm going to be honest. I don't start everybody's project, I don't do everybody's project in the 2.5. I might do somebody's in the 1.5 week, you know, and not diminishing my quality, but as you learn how to deal with what you do. Basically, I started charting out how much time it actually took me to do these people's songs so I can have a hour log. And, you know, depending on how many features the people have, depending on how many different places they recorded it, that makes a difference. But when I do that, I was able to manage my time and say, okay, man, I actually do have this time so I can go home and spend time with the wife and the family versus trying to rush and get this stuff done. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about managing your time. And, you know, putting anything in, just making sure you have it all right, basically, man.
Yeah.
What you got to say, bro? How do you use time management and your graphics. And then after the next song comes up, we're going to talk about managing our time with our families, man.
Well, and I was going to say, man, because managing time with the graphics, bro, you can, and I'm not going to lie, man, doing graphics takes up a lot of my time. And one thing that I've learned from Don Christian, you know, since I got signed to Genuine Life Productions, you know, if you need any graphics done, go ahead and holler at me.
You did?
One thing I've learned is that when I rush through a project, I try to get stuff done and take on more, I guess, what is it? Quantity. Get more of a quantity done versus quality. And when I rush through a project and I just let anything go, the quality takes down. So I got to put more time into it and analyze it a little bit careful. And, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, that was a stipulation as far as, you know, getting signed to Genuine Life Productions. But and I've noticed that in doing that has upped up
my quality.
The quality in my graphics. You know, it's like,
yes, sir.
A lot of people are seeing the difference that, you know, they're looking at the graphics and they're like, wow. You know, and not to boast of myself or anything. I'm just, you know, saying what other people have said, you know, but
he has gotten better. Matter of fact, he just designed my album cover. He just did some videos. I need y'all to go check this out really, real quick. GenuineLife.com, the homepage. You're going to see two promo videos that my brother did. And this stuff took time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't take that stuff lightly because, you know, anything somebody puts their heart into, their time into, and it turns out like that, I got to commend my guy, Frog. He's doing his thing with the time management on that. Look, this is what I'm going to do, though, Frog. I'm going to keep on going with some of the stuff that I was reading. Is that cool?
That is cool, man.
Okay.
Look at this. We're getting together. Or getting along today.
Praise
the
Lord.
Not fighting, not arguing.
Okay, so look.
All right, check
you
that.
Know, it says this. I'm going to continue on the thing. It says, right. You know, the logical answer to all of these questions, basically, of not wasting time, is to maximize use of your time. Somebody say maximize.
Maximize.
In order to do that, it's wise to develop a system. If you take the following steps, you will get much more accomplished and have some free time to enjoy your family, friends, and hobbies. Now, let's just prioritize our stuff as a Christian man. Some of you may not be saved yet, but hey, it's coming soon. You did. Anyways, what are some of the things that we have to deal with in the day-to-day life? Number one is what? Frog.
What?
What are some things that we have to deal with in our day-to-day life? What are some things that is going to demand time from us?
Our job. Okay. If we have a secular job.
All right, but that's not the number one thing. What's the number one thing? God, man.
Okay,
come
God.
On, brother. He's slipping back there. Oh, Jesus, help
doing,
me.
Hey, I'm doing what is it? Work.
Okay, he's trying to get
the scenes
some people
right now.
Okay, but check it out. So number one is God. Then number two is
your family.
Family. Then number three,
then your job.
Your job. Or ministry,
friends.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Then four is friends and family and hobbies. I'll put it five. Well, we'll put, you know, friends and family and hobbies can be. Actually, I put friends and family first before that. So you have that stuff that we have to deal with. But check it out. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go to this new song debuted on Yada King Radio. I don't know if this is the first place, but hey, we're playing this joint. Midnight Sun. And all that crap that's not talking about God, we don't want to hear that. So let's keep it pushing.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it.
See, I'm hating on the world because I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs because it costs a lot. See, the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want to gain the world and then lose my soul. This young swag in tune with the father. Pushing for the streets, what's a goon to a goon? A better question for a Millie Corey. One white fly, what's a goon to my Jesus? Please, God, Jehovah, Shalom. When I roll my top down, I'm never alone. I'm a socket, something like Triple E. Jay-Z, the Myth P, Cassidy, the Swiss
Beast. And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him.
Let Now tell a DJ, please go and break it off. Maze back to that brief stretch, shake it off. No, we not fake it all, we'll tell you to take it off. Compromise? No, we here to take it off. Deep in the booth, man, I'm speaking the truth. Might as well be poison feeding the youth. The man that I was, man, I no longer is. I've been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live. They say I'm hating on the world, cause I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs, cause it costs a lot. See, the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want gain the world and then lose my soul.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him.
Let me tell you what this life could bring. I live my life like a righteous king. You can keep the bling, I don't need the ice. You can keep them things, I just need the Christ. I let you do you, so let me do me. Why you all in my grill, you supposed to be a G. If it ain't about Jesus, I don't wanna hear it. Like gay dudes in the church, I don't want it near me. The problem is not the homosexuals, so why the pressure? The problem is the homosexuals. Choir director.
If it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him. Never too late, never too late to turn it around. Let's get it in. Hey.
You spend every single day doing what you wanna, but God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around, hey. Turn it around. Reward you and take you into his glory. You're coming to scold you.
You spend every single day doing what you wanna, but God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around.
Next.
doing what you wanna. But God's wondering when are you gonna turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Yeah, yeah. You always got a chance as long as you're breathing. You don't have to live life as a heathen. Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around.
Man, that's a tough one. Yeah, man, time management, man. Man, I don't know. I got a lot going on because right now I go to school. I work 40 to 50, sometimes 60 hours a week. I go to church. I teach Sunday school. I go to church events. I spend time with the wife. Spend time with the kids, spend time with the boys. Man, time management. Sometimes I get so caught up in everything, it's hard to manage my time. I even asked Pastor Gil, you know, how can you balance everything? Because you got so many demands on your life. Sometimes you just feel like I can't do it because, you know, You gotta make time for your family. You gotta make time for God. You gotta make time for prayer. And man, you know, sometimes you just gotta just give it to God and just say, you know, just make the time for God and just say, look, God, right now it's your time. And man, if you do that, I just think everything else will fall into place, and it does for me. You know, if you really can't just say I got time for everything, because you don't have time for everything. But I mean, you got to keep putting God first, and you got to make time for God. You know, if that means setting up a special time for Him each day, do that and stick with it. And when you do that, man, everything else will just fall into place. I mean, it's got to. You just got to have God. Got to have His time. And once you do that, everything else will fall into place. Man, you can just call me Jay West, Justin West.
Man, that was some good stuff, my dude, Jay West. Hit me up today and just said that, man. And I just had to get it in there, man. You did. He called the hotline, Yada Da King, which is what? What's the number real quick, Frog?
206.
Uh-huh.
518-9910. Like that, huh? That was pretty nice. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep peace today. But anyway, Jay West, just talking about real life. Once again, you know, he talked about the top fives that we all have to deal with. That's number one, God. Number two, our family. Number three, our jobs. Or ministry. Number four, you know what I'm saying, friends and family. And then number five, our hobbies, man.
Yeah.
And balancing that stuff is no joke, man. I just got to be real with you. Man, if you heard my song, that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I know I'm not the only one dealing with that. But look, we got this scripture that actually Frog's gonna get us some information on how to balance our time with godly priorities.
Some more godly priorities, time management tips, man, from freebiblestudyguides.org.
Okay.
The first one is recognize the urgency of the times to avoid selfish and sinful use of time. Hmm. And the scripture that they don't have a script. Yeah, they do have a scripture that goes with this, but I'm just going to go ahead and read this to you. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Okay. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. In the scripture, they have Romans 13, 11 through 14 on here. Let us walk properly as in the day. Not in revelry and drunkenness, but in lewdness and lust.
Okay.
Not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. So that means not allowing any time to be idle and allow the lust of the flesh to get in there and take over, you know.
What does idle mean for somebody
else? Idle means just
when your car's an idle, that means
it's
not
just
really
sitting there. Yeah. You know, not productive. Mm-hmm. That's what idle is. And one of the things my one of my old pastor used to say was
You know, if you're, what your life is in your time is like a sheet of paper. And if you have the things of God written on there, that sheet of paper's full. There's no time for Satan to get on there and start writing stuff on there. You know, so make use of that time and put God, basically Matthew 6:33. We say it all the time. Put God first.
Yeah.
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. You know what I'm saying? And a number two on this website also is make careful and wise choices about our most limited resource, which is time. See, and this is Ephesians 5:15-16. See then that you walk circumspectly. Okay, we're going to have to look up the definition of that word. Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil.
Okay.
We got the definition for circumspectly. No?
No, circumspectly. We'll get that in. That's just, where is that at?
That's in Ephesians 5:15-16.
All right, I'm going to look it up in another, you can keep on going. I'll look it up in another,
You're slow. I'm already there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so watchful and discreet, cautious, prudent. So that's what circumspectly means. So let me go ahead and reread that. See that you walk wise, See that you walk cautiously, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. The third one on here, last one, put God first, including focusing on his kingdom. And wow, before I even read this, this is what the scripture was. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, the biggest thing, though, about management, man, is including God, man. You know, if we don't have God, like, we got to, it says, pray without ceasing. So what does without ceasing mean? Not stopping. So that way God is involved in everything, you know, and that's one way, man, managing time and praying and seeking God about stuff, bro, can also be a benefit in managing your time too, because you're asking God, should I do this?
Yeah.
Should I do that? You know, and you won't end up wasting your time doing something else that, you know, could end up, you know, be a hindrance.
Now you're gonna have to say that again, because right there is gonna help somebody right now out there. Say it again, Frog.
Which part? I said a lot.
The last part, man. Seeking God. How
seeking God.
What? How does that gonna help your time again, Frog?
Because it's gonna cause you to be closer to God. You're asking God, what is it that you want me to do, and what's your will for me? You know, what is your will for me, God? What steps do you want me to take? And when you're doing that, you're not wasting time, because you're in the exact place that God wants you to be in.
So, one of the keys. Can I say this? One of the keys to getting proper balance as a Christian is to seek God.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll do what?
That's a major key.
Yeah, that's what you just said, man. I'm trying to have you.
I'm just,
you know,
saying.
I'm trying to put my radio voice on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
I'm not touching, but I am agreeing.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
So look, check it out. We got somebody on the Yada That King Facebook, which is Facebook.com/YadaThatKing, spell YadaHDaKing, Yada That King. And her name is Heather. I'm going to just leave it at that. She said, time management. She said, I think that it is important to not get overwhelmed. I like to keep a big calendar and everything written down, making sure that I have a family night with my daughter. If there are school activities, I write them down so that I don't overextend myself. When you keep it all written down, you can see what your schedule looks like, and there is no double booking. I'm going to keep reading. Which may cause stress. Somebody say stress.
Stress.
No matter what, the household comes first so that I can keep it in order. If I am meant to take or to make it to a concert or function, I just leave that to God. If it is his will, then I will make it there. Most important, I think that we have to remember that sometimes we have to say no to some things so that we can balance our time. Family event this week, but friends event next week. So,
hey, that's major.
Yeah, shouts out to Heather for the information. That's good, man.
Hey, because you can't always say yes. you know, there's been some times, man, where, you know, I actually said yes to everything because I was like, cool, man, this is some more money in my pocket, you know, but then I had too much on my plate. You know, I had to say no to a couple of different ministry opportunities because it would have been too much on my plate with me doing the radio show, the graphics, and then also doing stuff from, you know, the record label too. It's like I'm doing everything and it's like we can't fit this ministry in because it's too much on our plate right now. You know, there's some things that, you know, my wife, she understood that, you know, she wanted to join a dance ministry with the homie Janae, but she couldn't do it because we got too much going on, you know. Yeah. So yeah, man, I'm
sometimes you just gotta say no.
You gotta say no. You gotta say no. Because also in that is because that might not be what God wants you to do anyway. You know, and if you say yes to something that God doesn't even want you to do, or doesn't want you to do, you're out of God's will.
Yeah.
You're being disobedient. So I mean, that's was it, like the homie Jazz Digger, what does he say?
Enough said. So let's do this. Let's go to a caller. We just had a caller call in. Where was he from? I think he was from Seattle. So we're gonna see.
He's from Seattle, but right now he's in New York.
Well, I don't even know who the caller is. How you gonna tell me the caller?
Well, you just asked me.
Check it out.
I just know about the one caller that called in that I had him call in. He's been a homie from back in the day since I was like 11, 10, 10 actually.
Okay, so we're gonna see who this caller is. Okay.
What's going down in the town, man? This is Romare Witherspoon. I'm calling from the 912 with the manager. Talking about time management out here on the radio. So for me, I'm a big fan of business before pleasure. Also, I feel like you got to do what you have to do now so you don't have to do what you don't want to do later. The sooner the better. I'm a big fan of quality and not quantity. I figure you bang out one thing at a time, what's most important. And you keep things in perspective, and keeping your priorities straight is extremely paramount, especially when it comes to balancing more things at once. A lot of people make a lot of excuses and there's not enough time in the day, but if you really write down what you've done throughout the hours, throughout the course of the day, you can see where time is going. That's always a start. That's something that I challenge myself on. But I also set personal challenges and personal goals to myself. I write stuff down. I set myself out apart on the day, and I commit to doing it. And then I just decide not to let myself down. And as a result, man, you're on top of things, and just let God handle the rest.
Some good info, man. Mm-hmm. He said, write down what you wasted your time on. Mm-hmm. Or actually, just write down what you did in a day. And that's good, man. Shouts out to my guy, Romel. You know, that he was right. Frog was right. He knew who called. I don't know how he did that, you know, but
whatever, man.
Hey, yeah, no, but no, that's some good stuff. He said, man, taking care of the stuff now so you won't have to do back work, as my guy Frog says, to try to, you know, backtrack and get back on task, man. And that's, I think that's key, man. And what we're trying to do is to take care of some of the bigger things first, man. And like he said, God will handle the rest, man. Shouts out to Romel Witherspoon. He's the son of Pastor Reggie Witherspoon out there at Mount Calvary Church. I used to go there when I was younger, man. So, and I seen them cats growing up. He's acting and doing a lot. So, man, congrats to my dude. Thanks for calling in, man. What you got to say, Frog?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm actually talking to him right now, man. Just want to shout out, man, Romel. Been playing Little League football. I started out playing Little League football with that guy, man, back in the day, 94.
He was a beast too, man. I remember running cats smooth over.
Yeah.
And just like they weren't there.
Hey, that was the only time I was taller than him, though.
Wow.
I know. Hey, he shot up. This guy's like, what, 6 feet now? He's a monster now, but that was the only time I can remember I was taller than this guy.
Yeah.
That's about the only time I can remember a lot of these cats I was ever taller than.
Man, I don't have that problem.
Shut up. Hey, bro, I saw a video about on Facebook about Richie Righteous. I never knew that dude was that short.
I didn't even know he was short.
You haven't seen that video?
Uh-uh.
Man, he stood up next to this dude who's like 6'11". Bro, I think what Richie Wright is like my height, either my height or shorter.
Yeah.
Like, it made Richie Righteous look like a midget, bro. Love you, Richie.
That's right, man. We're going to have to get you on the show, Richie.
I know, right?
Righteous. Hey, man.
He's on a plane right now to New York.
Okay. His album is banging. I'm still waiting for some of them singles from you, brother. You know, so when you get some time management, you know, time, just send me, and any artist out there, you know, a key to help you get your music out there is to hit us up. You know what I'm saying? At yadadaking@gmail.com. How we spell that, Frog?
YADAHDA.
KING. All right. KING@gmail.com. You can send it there. Also, man, you can get at us. If you need to get at me or Frog, send us an email in the yadadaking. Or just send it on the page and we'll get a hold of you somehow. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so time management. Hey, Frog, do you have any more clues or any more stuff that we could do to take care of our time?
Man, this is one of the things that I'm actually going to be doing. I'm going to actually list out every single day. And since I do multiple things, like I write music. I don't do sheet music, but I write lyrics to songs. Got an album that I'm currently working on. I make beats, you know. I'm trying to get a little bit more gifted in that skill, that area. I do graphics and I do the radio show. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to list out every day and then on certain days only work on that one thing. So I'm not doing a whole bunch of things on one day and feeling like I don't have enough time. And then because I'm working on 7 different things.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the things that I'm going to sit down with my wife and get that handled. So that way we have an understanding.
You're not double booking.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, and the biggest thing, though, if you have a wife, if you have a husband, man, it's always good to make that schedule out together.
Mm.
So that way it doesn't interfere with anything that the spouse wants to do.
Right.
Or the other spouse's schedule. You know, so that way there can be some that everything will flow and that there's order. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think that's some good information, man. One thing I do, I actually just have a thing on my iPhone, and for all the iPhone people out there, what you can do is you can get this thing called scheduling your time or whatever. I don't know what the actual app is called.
I never knew that existed.
It's called a to-do list. All right. So you get that, and you just put whatever you have to do on that list. You can set some at high priority and some at low priority. And then you could just try to go through those, man. And what I've been doing lately is just adding them on the list. And when I get time, I just cut it off, you know. I think that's a good way to do it. You could do that with some paper. You could get in your calendar, do the same thing, man. Whatever works best for you to manage your time. But also make time for the things that really matter, man.
Yeah, I mean, because if you don't manage your time wisely, man, everything can go haywire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It can cause things to just go down the dumps, you know. Yeah. So, well, what we about to do, man? This is Yadadaking Radio.
You did.
We about to get it in.
That's right. We're gonna
about to go hard
with George Moss.
George Moss,
new single. I think this song is pretty fly, actually.
Let's go. Yadadaking.
Yeah.
Like 4 tires down to your wires until I retire. I'ma go hard. Yeah. Go hard.
Let me apologize to the fans that's been waiting in the waiting room. While I was away, I was training in the weight room. Over time, my faith grew. I think I had a breakthrough. But this is stuff that won't be televised on the late news. My A game, I'm on it. I'm learning that my opponent is many different components. I really need to expose it, cause he's killing people every day and they got no clue. But I read the end of the story and we do not lose. This here's a new year. There's so much to do here. Need a couple witnesses. I hope I got
got a few here. Cause I could kick my feet up and just watch it all happen. Honestly, I would be fine if I was not rapping. But evil's on the grind, so I'm gonna be on my grind too. He does a good job hypnotizing us with pop. So with this, I'm telling Satan that I see right through your costume. And I won't stop until Jesus is raining like a monsoon.
Nobody's telling me different. I'm getting it how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Man, I wish I could tell you this was easy. They've been telling me, gee, slow down. But the end of this mission is so close now. So I'm up early with the plow to the ground. And I shine like the moon when the sun goes down. That means I'm just reflecting light. I'm not the source when I shine. I'm modern day John the Baptist, just so happens I rhyme. But seek the truth or you'll find in chapter 15:5 that in order to bear fruit, you must connect to the vine. That's why I'm so committed. Don't speak it if I really don't live it. I'll be honest that I struggle with sin. I ain't perfect, I'm the first to admit it. Yeah, I got a lot of stuff on my plate. Got a lot of big plans, a lot of moves to make. Got a lot of people telling me to take a break. But I can't cause there's so many lives at stake. I'm on the road with the spring, summer, and fall. So when my phone rings, I'm there to answer the call. Though someone has seen me get fatigued, secretly waiting for me to fall. I ain't tired at all, let's get it on.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting it how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard, go hard, go hard, go hard.
And I realize a lot of people ain't gonna like me right now. It's alright though, yeah, what I gotta do. See, I'm well aware that I don't share the popular view. But I ain't here to judge, I'm here to tell you the truth. Rather you take it or leave it, that choice is for you. Either way, it's all in vain if you don't put it to use. See, a life of following Christ is not painless. And you ain't gotta be Einstein, but it's not brainless. When I explain this, people claim I'm out of my mind. Why I eat this piece of bread and take a sip of the wine? But if this cup means that I will be rejected and persecuted, I pray that it's taken from me, yet willing to go through it. The truth has been so diluted, society so polluted. Where nobleman is mocked, this killer will get saluted. Don't take much from me to prove it, especially with this music. But no matter what, I know that it's destined to be disputed. But with more love than Cuban, I'ma grind till it's concluded. Plus I already promised my mama I'm gonna do it.
I go hard, and nobody's telling me different. I'm getting it how I'm living. And if you don't see the vision, go home. Cause I'm riding like four tires down the old wires. Until I retire, I'ma go hard.
Yeah, for the past 2 years I felt like I just been running on a treadmill. But
I'ma go home.
Feels like I'm on the treadmill. Yeah, for the races now.
Tower. Everything that was fixed now seems broke. Burdens that you carry too heavy can't cope. Friends that you ask for help, they say no, no. And so you're feeling like, yeah. If I ain't got nobody there for me, then I don't see a reason to still breathe. But you got so much life still to see. Your goals, visions, family and dreams. You've been living your life down in the dumps. Living your life down in the slums. Now it's time for you to take charge. Stand tall, live large, and get supercharged.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged.
step up in the prayer closet, yeah, is what you gotta do. And when you do, you'll be renewed. Because the peace that he brings will give you a new song to sing. And if you walk in his might, everywhere that you go, you'll shine his light. So, no more feeling sad and blue about all that you've been through.
All that you've been through.
No more words of defeat about how you couldn't reach your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. How times got hard and everything you're facing. Time to turn those things into motivation and start to praying, which leads to prayer.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged.
When you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet,
prayer closet.
When you step up in, step up in. When you step up in the prayer closet, prayer closet. When you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet, prayer closet. When you step up in, when you step up.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that get you supercharged.
Yep, that's Chase Sutton.
Supercharged off of the new album.
Pray.
What's that new album?
It's called Foreign Tones Volume 2.
Volume 2. Volume 2.
That's because he made the, you know what I'm saying, the promo video. Man, y'all got to really go see that. GenuineLife.com. Check that out. Matter of fact, we're going to have some commercials. And speaking of commercials, Fraud, what we want to say about that, man?
Check this, man. I know there's some artists out there that need to promote their album.
Let's cut them a deal.
You guys got an event, man. Check this, man. We're into helping people, man. And we would like for you to advertise your stuff on the show because we're all about building and helping. It's a community thing.
Let's drop a price out there, man. Look, we're going to do it like this. We're going to do it for
a dollar a day.
That's right. $30 for a month.
You can promote your album, your single, whatever you want to promote.
As long as it's lifting up the kingdom. Yada, yada, king. Hands up with extension, with power, with praise. Yada, yada, king radio. That's how we do it. So $30 for a month, which is going to include 4 shows. Which ain't that bad. We're going to try to push your stuff, man. And this was a first come, first serve basis. Dig? If you need us to record the commercial, though, might cost you just a little bit extra.
But look,
you can holler at us, 206-518-9910. What you got to say, Frog?
We're all in the helping and building the community, man. We're all, there's cats out there that's helped us out, you know, in some things, some advertising. We want to be a blessing to somebody else, too. You know, if you want even more than 1 month, man, I'm pretty sure we'll work out a deal with you.
That's right.
You know, so just get at us, man.
And, man, we've been getting more people to actually post things on Facebook.
And we got a lot more listeners.
That's right. And for those that don't know, we also have it's not official. We have a blog spot. It's yadadaking.blogspot.com. And on there, we have some of the albums that are being pushed, actually advertisement. So your album will be on there to help promote it. And there's some things in the works that we're going to do to get Yada Da King up and running and, you know, keep it grinding. But right now we just got to take care of that time management.
Yeah.
So look, what you got? I know you got another at least one more tip.
Another tip?
Yeah. Did you say the last tip?
On that page, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm spent on tips, but I don't know how much more we can stress time management, man, and you know, doing it the godly way.
Okay. You know? So once again, man, one of the scriptures that really I think stand out to us is, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
You know I said that one, right?
I already know you said that, but I'm just saying as a, you know, take it home.
Yeah.
Go home with this.
Just making sure I wasn't having to check the archives on it.
Listen, y'all. This is Yada Yada King Radio. I pay attention. You dig? So, I'm not saying my brother doesn't.
Sure, guy.
But, anyways, I don't say the same thing twice on the show. He did. You know? Hey, check it out. But look, this is what we're doing. Redeeming your time. Make sure you put the right things first. And number one is seek the kingdom first, as Frog said earlier, to get your time right, man. I mean, we have so much things that we could do that will affect our lives. And if our management of time is not working good, it's not going to help us at all. You dig?
And you really need to seek God in what you're doing.
That's right.
You know, because you can get all organized and stuff and have your time managed. But you can have the wrong things in there.
Yeah.
And so you'll still find yourself in a position to where you're like, why is stuff not working?
You know,
why am I doing this? And it's still, you know, getting jacked up and stuff.
All right, look, we're going to go to our 5 minutes of the word real quick. New Creation Christian Center. This is a sermon excerpt. You dig? From my father, Harold Franklin Jr.
Expert in the bad.
He's an expert, yeah, I guess. But I was trying to say excerpt, like, know, you know, a piece know, of it. So just in case you might have missed church, you know what I'm saying, or you might have had, you know, some stuff that went on and you weren't paying attention in the service, we pray that this 5 minutes will help you in your life, man. Let's get it in. New Creation Christian Center. He's talking about getting over yourself, the mind.
Amen and amen. Last week we started the message and we basically just got started and we are talking about the five areas that our pre-new creation information base was based on. And I know that's a long title, but pre-new creation means before we got saved. All right? So just so we can get the same terminology. And there were five areas that our thinking was based on. Number one was our experiences. Number two, our relationships. Number three, our reasoning that puts together our education and our experience and draws us conclusions. Number four was our sin nature. And number five was our natural understanding of God. So today we want to pick up from there and we're going to talk about what happens once we get saved. Now, once you accept Christ, we know that you become a born-again believer, right? Now, we've heard that term and many of us know what it means. Some of us may not know. But the part that's born again is the spirit man. There is the tradition teaches, or the Bible teaches as well, that the man is made up of three parts: body, soul, and spirit. The soul of man is the thinking, the emotion, and the will part. The spirit of man is the inner being that God rebirths when we ask Christ to come into our heart. And what that does, it reconnects us in relationship with God. And from that point on, God renews our lifestyle from the inside out. Are you with me so far? So once we are born again, the inner man is reborn. And now the inner man is that part that communicates with God. And what the inner man does, once it receives communication from God, it illuminates or in gives insight to the brain so that we can think the way God is revealing his thought processes to us in our spirit. Are you still with me? Well, I only heard one voice. Did I lose you? Huh? All right. So, given that, what we have to do after we're born again is a begin what's it's called an examination process. Now, the examination process is the process by which we begin to identify which part of our lifestyle lines up with the scripture and which part does not. So let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Second Corinthians 13, verse 5. And when you get there, say amen. I know that's going to, are you going to get it up there? And it says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus is in you unless indeed you are disqualified? So the scripture is first telling you, you need to examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Now, what is the faith that he's referring to? And we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago in the Bible study. The faith is the beliefs that the scriptures teach, the things that the Bible tells us how we should live. So the faith he's talking about is the general faith, not the believing, trusting faith. Are you with me?
Let that light glow.
Blowing like a glow stick.
Everywhere we go and everywhere we are.
Blowing like a glow stick.
They glow dance.
stick. Everywhere we go and everywhere we are,
blowing like a glow stick. Blowing like a glow stick.
Blowing like a glow stick.
Hey.
Hallelujah at your boy. Super Mario. What holla, we do?
Holla.
Hallelujah at your boy. So before that, that was First Infantry with Glow Stick. Followed by Super Mario, Hallelujah at your boy. And you can hallelujah at your boys anytime you want to if you call 206-518-9910. I'm actually turning that line on a lot more. So if you're trying to get at me, you know what I'm saying, for the radio show, let's keep that clear. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a wife and kids at home. I don't do that. That's right. Check the ring. I was about to throw that song in there. We might throw that in next week, man. Just for some people.
Shout out to K-Drama.
That's right. K-Drama.
What up, Cuddy?
Shout out to all the artists that that have been on the show recently, man. D-Mob, Q Heem, The Redeemed.
We haven't had those people this year.
Yeah, so, hey, that's love, though.
But it's all good, though, you know?
We've been holding it down, man, for the kingdom.
Shout out to Willie Will. He gave us a shout out today at Hollafest TV.
He just shout out the radio show, though, so we got to make sure Willie Will's listening to the radio show, man.
I know, this guy's one of the first interviews and.
The first interview.
Nah, he wasn't the first.
Yes, he was.
Centaya was the first.
No, Willie Will.
No, Centaya was the first.
Well, we'll never figure it out. We can't remember which was the first one, you dig? But.
Because, we re-posted some.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, we had a great time today on the show, as we always do. Time management is key.
We managed the time pretty well today, didn't we?
We sure did.
Yeah, we got here early, man. And
praise God.
We got it. We used to spend like hours up in here, bro. We used to start at 5 and end at like 12. Yeah. Trying to get the songs in and stuff. But
we go play basketball at 7 o'clock. So we,
no, even when we weren't playing basketball, though. But even that, we still managed the time today correctly. We had all the songs already in, so that way everything was in and set, and then everything was just good. You know, we were able to just talk and enjoy ourselves. I wasn't stressing out because I wasn't doing too much back work, you know, trying to cover up for Don Christian's mess ups and mistakes, you know. So today was good, man.
Praise the Lord. And as you guys see,
management of time.
I have learned to have wisdom, and instead of, you know, saying something back to that kind of stuff. I just act like hey. Check the archives. I didn't hear that one, you know. So. Hey, time management. It's your boy Don Christian. We gotta go because we gotta be up on our time. You dig? It's your boy Don Christian once again, and
Frog.
And this is
Yada Da King.
Great.
There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like.